Welcome to Pop-Up Chinese. I'm Brendan.
I'm David.
We're Echo.
And we are coming at you today with a truly heartwarming tale of the blossoming love between a young man and a young woman.
Yes, and this is actually a true story.
Let's listen.
亲爱的，咱们别再泡网吧了。
哎，稍等一下啊，我先救了这盘人质。
你不是说要带我去一个见证我们伟大爱情的地方吗？
啊，你看这不就是吗？啊，
原来你是带我来打 CS， 哼！哎呀，快趴下，你后面有匪！
哎，
亲爱的，咱们别再泡网吧了。
哎，稍等一下啊，我先救了这盘人质。
你不是说要带我去一个见证我们伟大爱情的地方吗？
啊，你看这不就是吗？啊，
原来你是带我来打 CS， 哼！哎呀，快趴下，你后面有匪！
哎。
Okay, we're back. Echo, why don't we kind of go through that line by line?
亲爱的，咱们别再泡网吧了。
亲爱的，咱们别再泡网吧了。
亲爱的, sweetie, you know, let's quit hanging around this net bar, this internet cafe.
Yeah, and I think there are two things worth noting. The first is the 咱们.
Mm-hmm. 咱们. 咱们 and 别 instead of 不要, but by now that's not news.
The other thing there is 泡.
Right.
And here we've got 泡网吧.
Right.
咱们别再泡网吧了。
And that's one I hadn't actually heard before, but it makes sense because you'll hear people talking about, you know, bar hopping or spending time in bars, which is
泡吧
or 泡酒吧。
泡酒吧。
Yeah. Second line.
稍等一下啊，我先救了这盘人质。
稍等一下啊，我先救了这盘人质。
The tricky thing there is 盘 or 盘。We had the R 发音. What's that doing here?
Right, well, that's the measure word. And it's kind of tricky because it's not actually usually used this way.
Yeah.
Usually it's used for a round of a game.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, right? But 人质 here means a hostage. So it's not the right measure word to describe a person.
对，所以我们知道他正在玩游戏。
Yeah.
所以他才会这么说。
Well, he's in an internet bar and he's saving hostages.
Yeah,
so
there's only one game.
Probably.
Third line.
你不是说要带我去一个见证我们伟大爱情的地方吗？
你不是说要带我去一个见证我们伟大爱情的地方吗？
Mm-hmm.
You know, didn't you say you were going to take me to a place that would represent our great love?
Yeah, yeah. This is really dia. Third tone.
Not really.
Well,
it's pretty dia.
It gets dia-er.
Yeah.
Later on, but moving on.
啊，你看这不就是吗？啊，
哎，你看这不就是吗？
嗯。This is really, really great 口语.
Really, really common in speech. Yeah. And the thing is that, you know, you can translate it as, you know, look, isn't this it? But, I mean, really what he's saying is like,
Yeah, and...
And throwing out his hands like, what's wrong with this?
Yeah, so what's this little chunk here, Echo?
这不就是吗?
We have two ways to say it. One is, 这不就是吗? Another way is, 这不就是吗?
Right.
Yeah.
And either one works. The difference, well, I mean, besides the pronunciation, is one is saying like, you know, isn't this it?
Mm-hmm.
Right? That's
这不就是吗? Yes.
And that's like, 这, like, 这个地方, right? Or 这个地方.
Yeah.
And the other is 这不就是吗?
这不就是吗?
Which is just, isn't
the place.
Here, right.
Yeah. 这, we're talking about some kind of object. And 这儿, we're talking about some kind of place.
Right.
Okay, moving on.
原来你是带我来打 CS, 哼。
原来你是带我来打 CS, 哼。
So, very dia.
Yeah,
no, not at all.
No, that's pretty dia.
Yeah.
That's pretty woman.
Well,
not in most of the world.
原来你是带我来打 CS,
You may be confused by the CS if you've never been to an internet cafe in China. If you've ever been to an internet cafe in China, you know what they're playing.
Yeah, it's Counter-Strike.
Yeah,
right? CIS is, or CS is Counter-Strike. And it remains, the original...
北京的会说, CS, 我们去打 CS 吧。
Yeah, yeah, yeah. CS. And a lot of initials actually have come from this game. Another one is PK.
I kept reading Xinhua, and I kept thinking they were talking about Paul Krugman for the longest time.
Like Nokia Paul Krugman's Apple? What were you?
No, he didn't make any sense. But then again, you know, what it means is it means player killer.
Yeah, it doesn't make much sense.
It's a verb too, ta pikele wo.
Yeah.
Like he basically, I guess in English it would be owned.
Yeah, pwned.
Or pwned, yeah.
Yeah. So much of Chinese internet slang I hate. but that one especially. And that one's bled over into the mainstream.
Well, it's totally mainstream now.
Yeah. Like CS, anyway, getting back to the topic at hand. So anyway, she's saying like, I can't believe, you know, like you brought me here to play CS.
And then we have the last line.
哎呀，快趴下，你后面有匪。
哎呀，快趴下，你后面有匪。
And pa here means to crawl or to duck on one's belly.
Yeah.You'll hear this also in movies where people hold up a bank, right? Yeah. They'll fire the gun into the ceiling and they'll shout, you know,
都给我趴下!
Yeah, everybody down.
哎呀,快趴下,你后面有匪!
And so the last word here is 匪.
Right.
匪.
Right, which originally meant bandits, and now it just means any category of baddie.
Hmm.
土匪, which is like, still bandits or roving brigands or something like that.
你们这群土匪?
Yeah, you brigands and rapscallions. and you still see it from time to time, but if you really want to be counter-revolutionary, you can make cracks about the gong fei, which is the communist bandits or those lawless commies.
Huh.
And they also said chi fei. This is chi meaning red or scarlet. And so it's the reds, the red bandits.
So if you are reading counter-revolutionary prose and you've been confused, we just cleared it up.
Now you know what it is.
Yeah. Why don't we take a listen to the dialogue again?
Okay.
And hopefully this time, if you had any issues before, you'll understand it without problems.
亲爱的，咱们别再跑网吧了。
哎，稍等一下啊，我先救了这盘人质。
你不是说要带我去一个见证我们伟大爱情的地方吗？
啊，你看这不就是吗？啊，
原来你是带我来打 CS， 哼！哎呀，快趴下，你后面有匪。
Okay, so that's the podcast for today. If you have any questions, Echo,
你们就给我写信吧。
And we'll answer them on the site, or you can send us emails. Okay.
Catch you later.
Catch you later.
Bye-bye.
Bye.